T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is The Inside Story with Marty Griffin.
Marty Griffin, that's right. Hey, the fellas are here today. Here's the deal. I've told you this before. Jim Gracie, our program director, genius when he's here. PJ Kamanchik, our news director, genius when he's here. But they play golf at these golf tournaments for the big shots 2-3 times a week. So they had a big golf tournament scheduled today, and it got rained out. So now they're just wandering around aimlessly. They got nothing to do. Nothing. So now they're hanging in here with me while I'm trying to show prep. I got to grab Michael down Munhall. Michael, go ahead.
I have a little bit of a problem. I've been watching that TV advertising about those poker machines.
Hold on. Let me jump in case folks don't know what Michael's talking about. So they have these advertisements that are airing all everywhere. And by the way, we're running the radio spots that pretty much say, where are the poker machines going to be? And they have women that are scared that poker machines are going to be in daycares and bassinets. They have people afraid that the poker machines are going to be in toilets and laundromats. And really, they're trying to scare us into shooting down the proposal to put poker machines in airports.
Okay, Marty, could I say this? So,
yeah.
A year ago, they had machines with Cherry Master and Dogs and Diamonds, and they were paying off.
Yeah.
And they confiscated them and fined the owners. Now they come out with this new machine that's supposed to be Pennsylvania Skills, and they put the new boards in there with the Dogs and Diamonds and the Cherry Master, and they're paying off. Now, what is the difference between then and now, why they're legal now and they weren't legal then?
Because they're getting tax money from them. It's the only difference, brother. I've said it from day one. It's the truth. You know, back in the day, way back, when my aunt and my uncle were the numbers writers, and God bless them, they've both passed, and I love them to death. And once in a while, the cops would come by and arrest them, and then they'd move everything to my grandmother's house in Groovy Side. And I loved when they got arrested, because when they were at my grandmother's house, and they would fill her house with phones and food, and they would jam it to taking numbers or calls all day. It was amazing to see, actually, when you were a young man. And they had a very, very successful numbers business. And whenever they got arrested, they had tons of food at my grandmother's house, so I was always up there. And that was illegal. And what did the state do? They said, whoa, look, these people are making money from numbers. And the state legalized it, and here we sit. Same thing with the poker machines. My grandfather, who I named my son after, I was very, very close with my grandfather, Vince Cota. He's just loved him. He was so darn charming. And he would take me to these private clubs in Bloomfield that have the bocce courts in the basement and the old-timers sitting around drinking. And my grandfather would bring me in there, and I would sit at the bar while he drank, and I would have Cherry Cokes. And they had poker machines in there that paid off, what the gentleman was just talking about. And it kind of subsidized the income for the club. And by the way, that sort of a subsidy kept a lot of mom-and-pop bars in this region open for decades. It just did. Folks would come in and they would spend money, and the machines would pay off, and everybody was happy. Well, the state arrested those folks, snatched up their machines, legalized it, and now it's a multi-billion-dollar business. And so, my friend, what you're saying is true. What was once illegal is now legal, because now the state benefits from it. But the plan is to put those machines back in all those spots, except now you pay state tax for them. Long story short. Isn't that amazing to watch? Hey, I have a question for you. Last night, my wife was talking about this restaurant. Has anybody been to this restaurant in Upper St. Clair called Wild Rosemary? Anybody? Noah, have you been? Noah's in here today. It's his first day alone on the board. His first day. So if you call in here, you cuss out Noah. Just kind of, you know, break him in on the angry callers. It's the only way to do it. Baptism by fire. He's in there. He's very excited. It's his first day. Let's just break him in. When you call in here, 866-391-1020, just cuss out Noah. All my angry callers, just give him a yell. Call him an SOB, drop a couple F-bombs, and then hang up. Kind of break the ice with Noah. Anyways, there's this restaurant in Upper St. Clair called Wild Rosemary. Noah has not been there. I have not been there. Anybody been there? 866-391-1020. My wife told me that she told me that she called and asked for a reservation, and they told her they're booked until next year. What restaurant in Pittsburgh is booked until next year? Cuss out Noah if you're calling in. Anybody been to this restaurant, Wild Rosemary? What restaurant in the burg is booked for a year? I'll go to Minio's. Then the wife tells me that they're going to have like mini plates of food. They're going to start serving on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. What is that? Like chunks of cheese and pepperoni? I'm just curious. Has anybody out there that listens to this show been to Wild Rosemary? Anybody? I see it in all the snooty restaurant ratings every year, and they do quite well. But I've never been invited. Folks generally don't invite me anywhere. And I hear good things. It's in Upper St. Clair. It's on the Painter's Run. It's right there in this little parking lot. And it looks like there's 12 tables in there. And the wife called, and they told her, we're booked for a year on Saturday nights. I swear she told me. They told her. She said, well, and then they said, well, the booking opens up again in the fall for next year. For next year. I'll go to Minio's. I'll go to Cucina Bella. I'll go to Totten's. I'll load up on donuts at Oakmont Bakery. Who calls and makes reservations at a restaurant a year in advance? Who does that? What kind of food could they possibly serve that would be worth making a restaurant reservation a year? Dear. Yes, yes, honey. Can't you hear this? The wife coming to the husband. Dear. Yeah, yeah, what? Yeah, we have a reservation at Wild Rosemary, September 16th, 7 o'clock, 2021. Huh? I could be dead in 2021. What's for dinner tonight? What's on the menu? I will eat a bag of chips and a Mickey D's double cheeseburger before I call a restaurant and make a reservation a year in advance. Christine tells me last night, well, honey, they're going to start serving small plates. Small plates. On Tuesdays and Wednesday nights. What's a small plate? We're from Pittsburgh. Give me a big plate. Give me a big plate. Anybody out there been to Wild Rosemary? I'm just curious about what's going on in there. Are there poker machines? Is that what it is? There must be poker machines. Amy says, oh, John Delano's there all the time. How's that happen? Took us over 3 months to get in. Anybody been to Wild Rosemary? Can anybody get me in tonight? Michael Young, who runs this entire radio market. Excellent food. See? See, the big shots go. Anybody out there been to Wild Rosemary? 866-391-1020. All right, I'm going to get to the bottom of this. The Wild Rosemary restaurant, I guess it's in Upper St. Clair, right there on Painter's Run. I've driven past it 100 times. It's as big as an outhouse. And my wife told me last night that she called and they said, we have no reservations for a year. Call back in the fall. Swear. Now, then I get an insider tip that my boy, JD, John Delano's there 3 times a week. JD!
Marty, of all people to call me on 30 seconds notice for a restaurant review?
JD, the people tell me, my wife called this restaurant last night, and they're, call us in the fall, we'll see if we can get you in next year. And then the peeps tell me that you go there all the time. They call
no,
you JD.
No, no.
JD at the door.
I do go there, but not. You have to make reservations months in advance.
Oh, come on.
On a weekend.
Come on. That's
no, on a weekend. Well, first of all, they seat, I think, 22 people all together. It is very small, intimate, incredibly romantic.
Oh.
Which is why your wife, no doubt, would love to have you take her there. You should.
So
and she shouldn't be the one making the calls, man.
I know. That's what I told her.
You should make the calls.
Hey, so, J.D., you have to call even you? You don't call up and say, yo, J.D. here. I'm there tonight at 6.
No, no special treatment, Marty. And believe me, if there was special treatment, you'd get it before me.
So, J.D., what's the food like, brother?
It's fantastic. It really is a great restaurant.
Huh.
It's small and intimate.
Yeah.
The food is fabulous. Uh-huh. I love the lamb chops in particular.
Oh, wow.
But they have a variety of menu items and a chef for pastries, which is great. But they can only take such a limited number of people, and it's very, very popular on weekends. I don't think you have to wait that long on a weekday.
Yeah, but John, I swear to God, my wife said, how do I get a Saturday night reservation? You need to call back in a year.
Well, I don't know about
that. Who's booked for a year?
Yeah. Well, it is booked, and it's very, very popular. And I what can I tell you, man? I mean, all I know is that whenever I'm in there,
mm-hmm.
I book for the following year.
No, you do not.
Yes, I do.
That's just
And I had to do it for Valentine's Day in particular because that's a very popular day, and I always take my wife out to dinner on Valentine's Day. But if you're going to do it at Wild Rosemary, you've got to make the reservation at least 12 months in advance.
Oh, come on. It's not happening.
All right,
J.D.,
know,
thanks, man.
You know, I'll do my best. Maybe I can sneak you in on a Tuesday night or something.
Wow. Like a Monday morning.
Monday morning. That would be even better.
Thanks, J.D.
You're crazy. Talk to you later, man.
This is what I'm hearing. Man. Noah hadn't been there. That means it's not a good restaurant. You know, when Noah's there, keeping it real. Do they say groovy in there? No. Do they call you a groove cat? No. Yeah. KJ, Kevin Joyce, Carlton. He says, tell your bride I have room for her anytime. That's right, KJ. I'll take a pizza. I'm not a year in advance. Come on, man. For food. Jack down Dormont.
Hey, Marty, I've been to this place hundreds of times.
No!
And it's not on Painter's Run, it's on Bower Hill.
Is it? Wild Rosemary.
Yeah, right across from Calibro's Tires.
Yeah.
Okay, but it used to be an ice cream stand. I'm 61 from Scott Township, and back in my day, of course, you had to win the game. In Little League, you went there and got an ice cream cone or a hot dog, and it was called Tino's Twin Twist. And it's the original building. It's tiny. It's like a little Dairy Queen.
And you've been to the actual restaurant a lot?
No. When I was a little kid, I ate hot dogs and and ice cream cones. Santino's Twin Twist.
Jack, you're not waiting a year to get into a restaurant, are you?
Well, you know what? There was a place like that also up on Broadway Avenue in Beachview.
Yeah.
It was called Flavio's. But it only seemed, you know, I, no, I've never been in there.
No,
you know,
man.
I do go to fancy restaurants.
I'm with you. Man, I'll take a hot dog.
They couldn't seat more than a dozen people, you know, so.
I'll go to the Dirty O before I wait for a year. Thanks, Jack. J.D. seems to like it. It's a big shot restaurant. If Michael Young's been there and he's a big shot, then this is a big shot restaurant. I wonder if anybody can call on a whim and get in there. Like any big shot. Gene in Robinson, good morning.
Good morning, Marty. I was at Wild Rosemary last July for my birthday. Well, my birthday's in May, and I called in January.
Wow.
Now, I wanted a table for 6 because we have 2 other couples we always go out to dinner with for our birthdays, and we get to pick, and I've heard about this place.
Yeah.
Was curious. Called in January. They said we can take you in July on a Wednesday. On a Wednesday, mind you. Okay, so there is only one table in there that seats 6 people.
Wow.
The rest of them are tables of 2. There's a couple tables of 4. Personally, John Delano talks about romance. It just got some lanterns hanging from the ceiling. some ferns in the corner. I mean, me and my two friends were looking around saying, what is the story about this place? Okay, so we order. Now, usually you go into a restaurant, you've got your list of appetizers. There's no list of appetizers. There's one appetizer, and it was a platter of cheese. So we got the platter of cheese. We order our meal. I don't recall what everybody else had,
yeah.
The men had, but the women had the lamb chops.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about the lamb chops. They were called lamb lollipops.
Oh.
Well, I've eaten lamb at Legends when they used to have it on their menu. I love the lamb up at Latavola. We go out to eat a lot every weekend.
Yeah.
These lollipops were so small. Each one of them wasn't even one bite.
So it wasn't worth it, was it?
It was not worth it. Then the waitress asked us if we wanted salad. Now, the men's meal came with a salad.
Yeah.
All three women said, yes, we would each like a salad, made it very clear. She brings one small soup bowl of lettuce and puts it between the three of us.
So it wasn't worth it.
No.
No, it's the allure. I got to take a break. I'll be right back. Hey there, it's Marty Griffin. We got a lot to get to today when we talk about Cosby. Ugh, this guy. These actors and comedians, folks get famous, they get weird and weirder and weirder and weirder. We're going to talk about Johnny Depp. He's just a punk. Asking if an actor ever assassinated a president is just obnoxious. And then Cosby, he's planning to speak to teenagers and young men about sexual assault. Really? He wants to go on a lecture tour. Really? Silly. Meanwhile, I want to wrap up this radio. I'm not trying to disrespect the Wild Rosemary. I've run into this my whole career. When you live in a city, there's always a couple of spots that you can't get into because they're so difficult to get reservations. And so then everybody wants to get into them. And last night, this came up. Christine, my wife, said she was calling to see if she could get us into Wild Rosemary, just calling as a regular person. They said, well, call us in the fall. We're booked for a year on Saturday nights. A year. Mm-mm. No. Hey, Bill, go ahead.
Yeah, Marty, I was going to say with that restaurant, that's a way that they can control who goes in there by doing it that way. You know what I mean?
No, I don't. What do you mean?
Well, what I mean was if they have a certain group of people that they want to come there, they get first pick.
Yeah.
Did your wife say who she was?
No.
When she called?
No.
Right, right. So she didn't say who she was, so that didn't give you a preference, and I'm not saying it would.
Yeah.
But if she might have, it might have been different.
Hmm.
Okay?
Right. I don't know.
So I don't know.
The boss was just in here. Michael Young, he said it's absolutely fabulous. He said that the folks had to book it 5 months in advance. I don't think they do the, you're a big shot, come on down. I don't know, by the way. I don't know. We don't throw our names around. I do throw my name around. If I'm calling you to help somebody that you promised to help and you didn't, if you don't live up to your promise to a citizen, a consumer, somebody that needs help, a senior citizen, somebody who's poor, if you take advantage of somebody, yeah, I do. I do throw my name around. Yes. But to get in a restaurant, no. No. No way. It's very uncomfortable for us, me and my wife. It's just not our thing. Anyway, we're all the same. Food's food. There's a bunch of places pretty close to that restaurant where I can get a slice of pizza and don't have to wait for a year. Marlene.
Hi. Hey, when Jersey Boys was in town, my husband and I thought we'll make a date and go to town. And my husband's like a meat and potatoes kind of guy.
Yeah, sure.
I'm looking on the menus. I look at meat and potatoes menu online, and it's like not really meat and potatoes. It's all fancy, you know? I don't think he'd have a good time there. So Marty talks about the Capitol Grill.
Yeah.
So I made a reservation, and it's the first, when we walked in, I knew it was old money, all the paintings.
Yep.
And it's the first, when I saw the menu, they don't even have dollar signs. They just have the number. We ordered a beer. And when my husband said no glass, we got the look. And when we saw the prices, I was sick to my stomach. I was just like, I never paid this much for that. So anyway, we ordered something. We were hungry, you know. So my husband said, I have to have something with this meat. So he ordered a wedge salad, and he talks about it to this day. Like, I got a half a chunk, big chunk of lettuce with no even a choice of dressing. You know, it was hilarious. It was just hilarious, but it's just not my thing. So anyway, we said to the waiter, we want to get a picture. There's a Mr. Rogers painting. Mm-hmm. Can we? Do you think with that guy sitting underneath it? Do you think he'd be offended if we had a selfie? You know, like we won't be near him. He said, "Yeah, he's a strip club owner that comes all the time. Okay. You know? So he'll be very nice, and he wouldn't mind at all. But it was just the whole experience was different."
Yeah.
And it's just, not our bag either.
Yeah, I know. But in first of all, they have great food there. And second, they don't hide the fact that it's expensive. I always tell people it's $100 a person. And so why go to a restaurant and you're already angry about the price if you know the price going in? It's like a guy who buys
I should have looked.
Yeah. It's like a guy that buys a Mercedes and then complains that the Mercedes is too expensive, that he can't afford it. You know, we go out. Seriously, we don't go out because of 100 different reasons that I don't like to, but we might go there once a year. And it's always a great experience, and it's always from somebody who, as a gift, gives us a gift card. And I've given them to my parents, and I'm not a food snob, but they make a great steak there. But if you go in there and you don't want to pay $50 for a steak, heck, I have seen $90 steaks, which is kind of a sticker shock, Marlene, if you work hard and you never do that. But what I'm saying is, if you're going to the big dance, before you get to the dance, so you don't ruin your night, understand what it costs to get into the dance, right?
When you said grill, Capital Grill, I thought, oh, they have burgers.
Oh my God, you're adorable.
Should have looked into it.
I love you.
Into it.
Did you have fun at the show?
Oh, Jersey Boys, great.
Love the show. Thank you, dear. Now that's a Pittsburgher, and I love her. And that's how folks think. That's why it's kind of difficult to put a really high-end restaurant in Pittsburgh, because they're expensive. We don't go out much, and I've talked to some of my boys that own restaurants here. There's a number of big shot restaurants popping up. There's a restaurant called Red that's opening in the U.S. Steel Building. It's supposed to be even more expensive than Capital Grill. And I have a bunch of friends that own restaurants. I don't know that Pittsburgh can support the $100 a person dinner. I don't know. It's certainly not from me. It's certainly not from my wife, but there must be a younger group of folks that go out all the time that pay that. And regarding Wild Rosemary, I've been driving past it for 15 years and always was curious about the food. And short of the one woman who called and was in there and was really disappointed, Michael Young, who runs every radio station in this town, has been there twice and said it was near perfection and it's absolutely fabulous. I'm not trying to beat up the restaurant. I just find it extraordinary the lengths that people will go to eat a plate of food. I guess I'm not a foodie. Although I will drive an hour and have with my kids to try a new pizza. I will. But what's a pizza? $20. Pittsburghers are tough. And by the way, the sweet, sweet lady who just called, she heard me say Capital Grill and thought they made hamburgers. I get it. I get it completely, my dear. Anyway, when we get back, we're going to talk about Cosby. And we're going to talk about Johnny Depp and these silly, silly, ridiculous actors and snobs. Marty Griffin. Hey, Kenny.
Hey, Marty. How you doing, bud?
Good, my man. What's up?
Hey, I'm talking about the Capital Grill, right?
Yeah. Just restaurants and Wild Rosemary.
Oh, restaurants in general. Okay. Well, I just caught the Capital Grill, and that thing was just phenomenal. My wife and I had our anniversary recently, and my daughter gave us a gift certificate.
Yeah.
And over the top. I mean, you know, the days of the Esquire and all the nice supper clubs. That's what it really reminded me of the good old days.
Yep.
And something you wouldn't do every day.
No. Nope.
But the other point you were making about the millennials, well, Jennifer's in her 30s. She lives in New York, and they don't go to those things all the time up there, but
once,
like you said, this is something that they tend to go to more so than we would. Something they've, the Peter Lugers and places like that. So,
no, I agree.
Anyhow, yeah.
It's expensive, though, but you kind of know that going in, though, right, Kenny?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't just, you know, walk into town and, you know, a lot of the restaurants anymore around Pittsburgh, you've got to, not a buyer beware, but you've got to be aware of what you're going into.
Yep.
And that's the nice place right there.
All right. Thanks, my man. Sorry, buddy. I thought he was done. Kenny's a fantastic guy. It's just a fun conversation to have. It comes up in a talk show. And it came up when I was talking to my wife about going to dinner, and she said she was trying to get in the... Apparently, it's a big shot place and takes a year to get in. Okay. Hey, I wanted to mention this Cosby thing. Bill Cosby. This is what's crazy about actors and folks who get caught up in it themselves. Athletes get there, they get in a weird place where they start to believe their own press clippings. They get very strange. So Bill Cosby is planning speaking engagements to educate people about sexual assault allegations. This is according to his publicist. His publicist said that Cosby's been contacted by a number of organizations, including churches, asking for Cosby to come out and speak to young men and women on how this could affect their lives. This is bigger than Mr. Cosby now. This is from his so-called publicist. This is bigger than Mr. Cosby now. Mr. Cosby is going to go out and use his voice to let it be heard and to try and educate young men and women on how to avoid this because they do not know, they do not have the wealth of resources that he has. But I think that he can give them some direction. He added that people don't know enough about what constitutes an allegation of sexual assault. This is insane. This is from Cosby's so-called publicist. Now he's going to educate us about sex assault. Quote, you could walk into a baseball game, a crowded baseball game, and you could bump up against a female, touch her butt or her breast by accident, and that's sexual assault, end quote. Really? Bill Cosby took young girls that he could influence their careers. He gave them drugs, waited till they were passed out, and had sex with them, according to a significant number of lawsuits and according to the criminal charges. This is insanity. This is ridiculous, aberrant, bizarro world behavior and delusional. This is what happens when people start becoming pathological. You start actually believing your own lies, and then Cosby gets this hung jury, and somehow his people twist this into he's innocent. So now he's going to go out and tell young men how to behave themselves. I heard an interview with one of the jurors who said that poor Bill Cosby had been through 11 years of false accusations. What about the other 24 women? This man's a sociopath. Bottom line. And to suggest that somehow he's going to teach my son or other young men how to conduct themselves when it comes to what? Drugging women? Who the heck thinks this way? It's disgusting. It was vile. Noah, please grab that sound from Johnny Depp. This is from Delusional Celebrity Number 2. I guess this just happened in the last couple days. Johnny Depp, who's blown through $650 million. He's completely broke. You ready?
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
Then he came back and said, yeah, there are others? Go ahead. He said, I'm not an actor. Something like that.
When is the last time?
I want to clarify. I'm not an actor. I lie for a living.
It's ridiculous.
When is the last time an actor assassinated a president?
I printed a story about Johnny Depp this morning. So, first of all, to have the gall to say that, this is along the lines of that ridiculous, obnoxious Kathy Griffin. You know, when you have a voice and for whatever reason, ignorance follows ignorance, people actually listen to these actors when they speak politically. Madonna has made some hateful, despicable, vile statements. Kathy Griffin, horrible, disgusting, appalling. when she held up a blood-covered, decapitated head of Donald Trump. Thought that was routinely entertaining. And then Johnny Depp, oh, the last time an actor assassinated a president. This is the level of the rhetoric. And do they think that this helps the cause? So what are they trying to do? Make Americans angrier? What are they trying to do? Are they trying to provoke somebody to try to assassinate a president? Or do they think that's funny? And under any condition in life, how is that funny to talk about assassinating the president of the United States?
Has an actor ever assassinated a president?
Printed a piece this morning about Johnny Depp, a star in crisis and the insane story of his missing millions. What happened to $650 million? He has blown through $650 million. He bought islands, not an island in the Bahamas. He bought islands in the Bahamas. He has a $10 million boat that costs $350,000 a month to maintain. He spent $5 million to shoot the ashes off of Hunter S. Thompson, journalist who died, off of a 153-foot tower as a tribute. He spent $5 million to do that. He earned more than $650 million. He pays $3.6 million for his 40-person staff annually. He has a $10 million yacht that he spent $8 million renovating it. He needs $4 million a month just to pay his bills. Spends $30,000 a month on wine alone. And this man is telling us about the president of the United States. He's made $650 million and he's flat broke. And you're paying attention to what he has to say.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.